Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
WXT, DJF.
N2OIQ.
Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top. N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. This is N2PFM, Mountainside and Watson, where the temperature here is 68 degrees. Temperature range today was 57 to a very muggy 80. And got a couple pieces of shelving done here on the revamped ham shack and planned the size and everything. Got the lumber marked off and everything to cut for the other two solar panels. And that was about it with the humidity, just something else. And Mom hasn't been feeling well the last couple days, so I've had a up and down with her. She hasn't eaten or anything, so I don't know what's going to go on, but I'm prepared for the worst if necessary, because it seems to say it was the same time of the year, almost to the day, the same thing that her mother started on her way out, and I'm starting the same way right now. It's almost like mother, like daughter, and I don't think the future looks good for that. So, say God bless 73s for now, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, good luck with it. You never know what that's going to do, so just play it by ear. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, George, Dan and Matt, whoever else. Anyways, let's see here, currently 74 out there. High here was 87, and the low was 59. Yeah, a very warm day. Every thermometer here is at 87, and even the fire hall across the road is at 87, so got a nice little digital display out there. Got that set up a couple years ago, and that one was warm. Got it all sheltered, so I pretty much think it's telling the truth. Anyways, let's see here. Work today, not too much else went on, and quite a muggy day. Got tomorrow and Saturday off. Got a wedding on Saturday to go to, but that should be okay. Should be back in time for that, I hope. If not, I don't know. It shouldn't be lasting that long, but never know. If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, well, you know why. Other than that, not much else going on. Looks like another hot day tomorrow, and another kind of mild day on Saturday, cool down a couple of days, and then back up again. So anyways, hopefully George's mother is just having a little bit of a spell. I don't know, it's not good news to hear, but hopefully it's nothing too dramatic. So with that, back to you there, Jeff, WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul, I believe at 87, that seems about right. It was warm today, I gotta tell you. And that humidity is, of course, what always does it. It felt like you were just walking in a thick fog out there, which is the air, you could feel it. That's how humid it was. But all right. Well, if we see you Saturday, we see you Saturday. I don't know if I'm going to be here either. It's this weekend's kind of a funky one here. It's up in the air, so I don't know what's going to be going on. All right, well, hopefully we'll see you Saturday night. If not, I'm sure we'll see you on another night. All right, N2OIQ, Dan, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, and I'm on the net this evening, N2OIQ here. Hey, and Jeff, if you picked up the net for me last night, thank you. I was unable to do it, so anyways. And It was kind of a warm day today, like everyone's been talking and all, and but it was nice. It was nice to have. I spent a lot of time outside today, moved the lawn and a few other things outside, so I didn't do any cleaning in the camper, but my wife did and her sister, but that turned out really nice, but I put the water to it and stuff, make sure there weren't no leaks or anything. I guess we left out there. I thought I'd winterize it good enough last year, but you never know. So anyways. Yeah, so anyway, so this is another night. I gotta go pick my wife here in a few minutes. Got her to Bosie's. So with that, this is N2OIQ, full care.
Okay, Dan. Well, thanks for checking in there. Yeah, we picked it up there last night. That wasn't a problem. I got here a little late. I wasn't, I thought you were going to be here. I didn't, so I picked it up about two or three minutes after I normally do. So, but no problem. We got it. There was a bunch of check-ins, too. It was a good one last night, so you missed a good one. But, all right, thanks for checking in, Dan. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2YDC, hi, Jeff.
N2YQ, recheck.
Okay, KA2YDC and then N2YQ. So we'll go with KA2YDC here first. Charlie up there, fine. Good evening, what's going on tonight? What are the latest adventures up there in the city?
Well, too hot to do anything there, but we did, the wife and I made two macaroni salads there, put one on one side of the refrigerator and one on the other side, so that should do us a couple days there, I guess, especially we eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I suppose it won't take long to get rid of it there, but just too hot to cook even. That's what I did there today. And the wife and I are just sitting there watching some TV. So that's about it. You caught right up to my busy schedule there. So this is K2YDC. Back to that.
What is that? His and hers macaroni salad? You get the one on the left, she gets the one on the right, or what?
Well, I guess you could say that, yeah, but we just figured it would be better than one great big bowl there. We made two smaller ones there, and she always asked to have me to stir the stuff for her anyway, so that's why I always take credit for it there. You know, if it wasn't for me, she wouldn't get it mixed up, so there you go.
Okay, great. Well, I guess you're the straw that stirs the drink, or was that? No, the spoon that mixes the salad. Okay. All right, Charlie. Thanks for checking in tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, N2IQ, you had a recheck there. What's going on?
I was just going to ask Paul, I heard he moved. Where did he move to, Paul? WX2PJR and 2OIQ. I guess he ain't care. Okay, back to you, Jeff. Have a good night. And to YQ clear.
Yeah, he must be QSY. You have to wait till Saturday, or sometimes, you know, he might be here tomorrow too. So, all right, thanks, Dan. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Good evening, WAQ. Just want to check in and out there, Jeff. Dan seems to be up and down.
Okay, John. Good evening. You sound fine here.
Yeah, it kind of must be the weather. About 87 degrees here. All is well. All is well. We'll say good evening to everyone. Hope everyone has a nice, cool evening. Get some rest and lots of liquids. WAQ, Jeff. Thanks for doing the net.
No problem. You're coming in here loud and clear. All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. That's KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
AC2MBU.
AC2MBU. Ray, good evening. How was your trip today?
Well, if you can imagine a parking lot with 1,000 cars, 95 degrees on hot asphalt, and then all the cars are closed up, and you have to get in every car that you're interested in bidding on, give it the sniff test, start it up, check engine lights, and needless to say, all these cars are like 200 degrees inside. But you got to check the air conditioning and check for cigarette burns, and oh, man, I was just drenched. I bought the first car to go through the auction, and I was probably the first one to leave.
Well, I can imagine that'd be pretty hot, so you must have got your quite a workout there today. So you only came back with one car then?
Yeah, I stayed for the whole lease lane, but the first one was the only deal. The rest of them, they either went way too high or they wouldn't cut them loose, so I only came home with one today.
Roger that. Well, that's better than nothing. So, I'm assuming the air conditioning must have worked on it. Okay. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Also, day off today. I went over to WA2FK's and got the air conditioning in there just in time. It was definitely warming up today. I got in there this morning and all ready for a big hot day tomorrow, they're saying. And we also did a little bit of work around the place there. And everybody's doing well over there. And nobody's in the hospital or nursing home or anything else. So that's all good news. And then I took a hike out in the woods with the dog. And did some work in the garden. And a little bit of putting around the house. So that's about it for here. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Anybody know the score?
I don't know, I'm recording it, so I don't know the score. I'm going to plug my ears if anybody else does.
Well, just asking. I got to hear part of it on the way home from the auction. But I'm on Dish Network now, and they block most of the Yankees games in this viewing area for some unforeseen reason. Forgot to mention, we're down to 72 degrees up on the hill, so it's cooling off nice.
Good, because we're due for a little cooler air today. So, all right, any other comments, queries, or check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to River Amateur Use. I'd like to thank George, Paul, Dan, Charlie, John, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73s to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Traffic and emergency night. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Octan currently being held on the 145-17.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic?
Yo. Whiskey X-Ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, WXTPJR, no traffic.
Okay, very good. We have KC2NBU. And Whiskey X-Ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, WX2PJR. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. There was a double there, too, so if you didn't hear your call, acknowledge. Come again. Any other stations for ACA?
Yes, Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform, WATU, Mark, good evening.
WA2U, hi John, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for our cut? 52KOJS, Rock 10. Okay, I'll make one more call here. Four stations, with or without traffic, Rock 10. Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 73 to all, KB2KOJS.